Hiya.
Good morning, Mark. It's Aaron calling you from INS Law, sir. How are you?
Hiya.
Hiya.
I'm all right, bro.
That's good. Is now a good time to talk, sir?
It's fine,
huh? Okay, Mark. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to obviously first inform you that, obviously, that this call is recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through your inquiry with you. I've got some generic details, but I just need you to confirm most of it for me, okay? So we've got your first name here as Mark and surname Heenan. Is that correct?
Mark Anthony.
Could you spell that surname for me?
Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Anthony.
Okay, so is it Mark Anthony Heenan?
Mark Anthony Heenan, yeah.
Yep. Okay, that's perfect. And what's your date of birth, Mark?
15th of November, 1973. Yeah, 1973.
Okay, perfect. And what's your current home address, please?
Sorry, say that again.
What's your current home address?
71 Church Street. That's Banksy 5.
Okay, and the postcode for that one, please? Okay, perfect. And do you know what address that you lived in prior to being in care?
Say that again, sorry.
Do you know the address that you lived in prior to being in care?
Prior to being in care?
Yeah.
23 Park Road, Cowdenbeath. KY49. Oh, wait a minute.
I can't remember. That's okay, that's fine. I'll be able to find that.
My dad still stays here. I've got multiple cirrhosis now, so my mind's not quite as good as what it used to be.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. What's your current GP, please, Mark?
Kevin B's doctor surgery.
Okay, that's not a problem. Perfect, okay. And what's the best email address for yourself, Mark?
markheenan@live.co.uk.
Okay, perfect. And the best methods of contact for yourself? Are you okay to receive texts and email? Yeah, well, the number that I'm calling you on, is that the best contact number for yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, and are we okay to send you emails and texts as well?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect, Mark. All right, so Mark, I do appreciate that discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. Please take your time during this call.
I don't know what you're using to speak through, but it seems to be going a bit muffled, but I've got a good signal, so it's
not
me.
Okay, can you hear?
Headset or something?
Yeah, no, well, I'm not using a headset at the minute. I'm using our mobile work phone.
Yeah. I can hear you all right. I just dips in and out kind of thing, eh?
Right, okay. All right, well, if you need me to repeat anything, Mark, just let me know, okay?
Aye, I will do.
Perfect, okay. So I appreciate that discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Is there any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of at this stage?
No.
No, okay, that's absolutely perfect. Okay, Mark, so the purpose of today's call is to... I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and your options around the scheme.
Uh-huh.
I'll explain how we work as a law firm and what we can offer yourself. I'll discuss our funding and fees, and then I'll gather the initial information to assess whether we'd be able to assist you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Kerry, in Scotland, prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. The options that are applicable to yourself is three options. Option one is that you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor or a law firm who operates under the Scottish Government's legal fee scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the Scottish Government, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not within that application. But INS law does not operate... INS law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us being option three, you will be choosing a private legal representation under the conditional fee agreement, and we will not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Okay, so at this stage, Mark, can you clarify if you have any other law firms or solicitors representing you for the Scottish Redress Scheme?
No.
No, okay, that's absolutely fine. And do you understand so far how the scheme works?
Yes. So what you've explained to me there and now, I do.
Okay, perfect. As I said, if you do have any questions, just feel free to yell them out. Okay. So option three, our agreements operate on a no win no fee basis. So what that means is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything, and if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would only consist of basic charges on the time and effort spent on your case and also a success fee as well.
Yeah.
However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed capped percentage of 19.2%.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's less than 20% for yourself, Mark. Okay, all right, so it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you, okay? But the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in greater detail during this call. Okay, so if you decide to instruct us as your law firm, we can assist with whether you're eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme. We can also gather and review evidence that you provide to us and what we can get on your behalf. What we'll do then is prepare and submit the application to the Redress Scheme in order to obtain an application number on your behalf. We also have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme. So any advice with the offer made from the Redress Scheme, we'll always advise to yourself. And once the Scottish Redress Scheme have given you an award and you want to accept that award, there's a statutory waiver to sign. Okay. And what that statutory waiver is that if a redress offer is made, basically, you will sign this waiver, and any of the local authorities or institutions that you've been linked to during this time, going through the scheme, you then can't go and take out a civil claim against them because it's already been dealt with by the scheme.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But you'd never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the full consequences. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. You do also have a right to cancel. So if you do decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreement.
Yeah.
You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain. So once we send out the agreement to you, Mark, would you like us to begin work immediately?
Aye. Yep. Can I just stop you for a wee second? I need to say something.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry, pal.
Right.
I'm just going up to the bank, alright? I'll leave my shop there. It's alright, it's no bomb. What was that, sorry? Sorry, I was talking to the lady. Okay. I'm actually in the bookies, and I was just talking to the lady saying that I was going up to the bank just to leave my bag there because I've been
to the
butchers and that this morning. So.
Yeah, no, fair enough, I understand.
Just
getting everyday shit, yeah, no, I understand.
So, You might hear a bit of background noise
now
because I've got my headphones on.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
If you need me to take them off, I will take them off and just go on the phone.
Yep, okay, that's not a problem. Would you like me to proceed?
Aye, aye.
Yep, okay. Mark, obviously with your cancellation rights, once we send out the agreements to yourself, Would you like us to begin work immediately on your case?
Yes, please.
Yep, okay, that's not a problem. Okay, what I'll also need from yourself, Mark, as well, is we do require proof of identity for verification purposes and also anti-money laundering regulations as well. So I'll need proof of ID and proof of address. So whether that be a driver's license, a passport, or a birth certificate. Perfect. And then just one proof of address dated within the last 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay, and you can send them through via our WhatsApp as well, if it's easier for yourself. And I can upload them to your case file then.
WhatsApp or email,
doesn't matter to me. So if it's easier for you to send them over on the WhatsApp, that's completely fine.
I would prefer stuff like this to be done on email.
Of course, Mark, as well, and obviously for your own reassurance as well, if you ever wanted to have any of your records or correspondence with ourselves, our WhatsApp chats are included in that correspondence as well. I completely understand that, Mark. That's your choice. That's not a problem. Okay, Mark. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through your care settings with you. Okay. The four types of abuse the Scottish Redress Scheme focus on is neglect, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse. Okay, so depending on the level of abuse that you've suffered during your time in care, that's how the scheme will focus on and give you the level of award from.
Okay. Emotional abuse on
Physical abuse.
No physical abuse, no.
Neglect.
Neglect,
Yep, okay. So how many care settings were you in?
Just in one home.
You're in one home, okay. And what was the name of that home?
Yeah. Rimbleton House. Rimbleton. Rimbleton House.
Okay, and what area was that in?
It was in Fife. It was in Glenrothes in Fife.
Yep, okay. And can you remember what year you was placed into care?
I think I was only 11 because you couldn't be smoking there until you were 12 and a half. So, which is bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're talking like 1985, maybe.
Yep, okay, that's...
Let me see. It would be around about 1985.
Yep, okay. And how long was you in Rimbleton House for?
I was only in there for a month.
Okay. Okay, and so talk me through your time in Rimbleton House, Mark, from the start, if you can.
The first day I was there, I was attacked by one guy in the pool room, near east, and other than... I was the kind of guy that stood up for myself. So when I was faced with a threat, I didn't back down for it. And I ended up getting attacked with some idiot with a pool cue. That was my first day. nobody seemed to bother about it. We just go split up. I got sent to my room, locked in my room, and he'd been there long term, this guy.
Yeah.
So obviously, you can't, there's a betting order. No matter what institution you're in, there is a betting order, isn't there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was right at the bottom of that, so. That was my very first day.
Okay, and when you were took to your room, was you handled by staff members or anything like that?
Yeah, I wasn't badly manhandled or anything, but I knew where I was going anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So after your first day, obviously with the incident in the pool room, how was it then for you?
It was an open sort of place. Yeah, unless you were put into the secure unit,
yeah,
you could actually walk out the front gate. Yeah. So as soon as I had a chance, I'd done a runner.
Yeah. How many times did you run away?
Did I run away? Probably 3 times.
Okay. And when you was brought back, was you punished in any kind of way? Was you manhandled by the staff in any kind of way?
I ran away on a day trip one day as well. We were out for some kind of walk out in the woods. I gave them the slip and ran away from there at that point.
Yeah. Okay. And what were the reasons as to why you ran away?
Well, I was just a young boy. I was not 11 or 12. I was homesick. I did go there because the crimes had committed, which were, I was a shoplifter, I was shopbreaking, I was doing all kinds of stuff. But I was there for criminality. I was no doubt about that. But again, I was, the way I see it now, as an adult, I've been in the forces and everything. As an adult, I see it as, I think I should have been there at the age that I was at. I think I should have been there.
Yeah, I understand.
I was taken to a children's panel and then told that I was going to do a 28 day warranty order, which was where they gathered all the information on any other crimes that I might have committed. And then, obviously, we had to go back up to another children's panel and stuff. They let me out after my children's hearing under strict conditions, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. So talk to me about the neglect side of things. How is it that you feel you was neglected here at Wimbledon House?
Just a lack of contact with my parents and stuff.
They what, sorry?
Lack of contact with my parents, not just seclusion.
Yeah. Sorry about me going quiet, Mark. I'm just making notes and gathering a little bit of a statement.
Because
I'm not at my desk and typing away. If I've got a handwriter, so I do apologise.
No, it's fine.
So was it contact with your mum and dad, was it?
Aye.
Okay.
It's all kind of done through a social worker and stuff. I think I had visits, what I can remember, but they were sporadic. So my mum and dad worked full time. You're going back a long time now, so...
Yeah. Okay, and was you ever denied any clothes or food, anything like that?
No, nothing like that. Unless I misbehaved, I was just put back to my room, and then at that point, you were you would maybe get, you would have to wait till they got around to Ken coming to see you, and it seemed like you needed it. It was
so it's
got to dry anyway.
Yeah, so if you was naughty, you'd get sent back to the room without food?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and how were the showering facilities there? Did you have regular showers and stuff like that?
I can't remember it being showers. It was a bath.
A bath. Okay, so did you take regular baths and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, Mark. So is there anything else that you wish to disclose with me at this time? Okay, that's not a problem. Okay. So besides the physical beating on the first day, was there any other attacks on you or anything like that?
No, really, of course. I was able to stand up for myself, so I actually made friends with a couple of people who never received any other team and training, any of that.
Okay, Mark. So what I'll be able to do, obviously, when I get to the office, is I'll write this up and put it onto your application form. This will get sent out to you to have a read over if need be, and then you can obviously sign our documents and get them sent back to me. You just sign it on your phone with your finger, and then that will come back through to myself. And then once I've got your signed documents, that's when I'll be able to. Then send off your application to the redress scheme in order to obtain a application number on your behalf. Okay. Based on what you've told me, Mark, there's two types of payments that you can go for when it comes to the redress scheme. There's a fixed payment of £10,000. Basically, this is regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. The panel don't look at your evidence or what's happened to you. They just confirm that you've been in care and that. But there's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. That's decided by a closed independent panel, and they base that on the level of abuse that you've suffered. Going off what you've told me, Mark, I'd like to pursue the £100,000, as I feel like you're more applicable than the £10,000. I'll put you forward for that one, okay?
Aye, that's fine.
Okay. So I just want to clarify, Mark. Obviously, I know you've touched on the convictions that you've had back in the day. Have you ever spent five or more years in prison for any convictions?
Never. I did my own settlement when I left Army, but I went on for about 30 years. Never settled anywhere. I was always kind of displaced, but I think it was the Army that done that to me, not anything else.
Yeah. Okay. And, okay. So am I able to grab the names of your mum and dad, please?
My mum's name is Margaret Heenan. My father's name is Michael Heenan.
Okay. Dad. What was your dad's name, sorry?
Michael Heenan.
All right, and the reason why I asked for that, Mark, is because during your time in care, with you being under the age of 18, some of your records can be filed under your mum and dad's name. So some authorities do request for them names, but they don't get contacted or anything like that during the time in the scheme, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Mark, so if I need any additional information, I'll give you a call back. I think I've gathered everything at this stage. What I'm going to do is I'll type this up and I'll put this into the application, as I said, and I'll get these documents sent out to you. From there, what you'll receive is a client care letter, which is basically like a welcome letter for ourselves, explaining what we do and how we represent you. There's also a conditional fee agreement, which is the percentage that we take at the end of the process. There's a letter of authority in there too, which just basically gives us the right to act on your behalf to obtain any medical records, any care records, anything like that. It just gives us the right to act for you. And then also what I'll need from yourself as well is that proof of address and identity, which I'll send you a separate email from these documents, and you can just reply back to that with the attached images. Okay, is that all understood for yourself? Do you have any questions for me at all?
No, I still understand that.
Yep, okay, perfect. Not a problem, Mark. Well, that's everything that I need at the moment. As I said, I'll get all this written up to yourself, and you'll get an email from yourself within the next hour. If by all means you can get the documents signed and sent back to myself today, I can send off your application today, no problem. So I'll look out for that, and if you need any assistance, just give me a call, whether that's on WhatsApp or shoot me a message, and I'll be able to assist you in any way that I can in signing them forms. And also getting the IDs and proof of address over to myself as well. I can assist you wherever I can. Mark, thank you very much for your time today. I really do appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Right, thank you very much, Bob.
Not a problem, Mark. Thank you for your time. Bye now. Bye now, brother.
You have a nice day. Thank you, bye.
You too, Mark. Thank you. Bye now.
All right, bye.